Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, look, don't turn and walk away. What I see is kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep. Concern. happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What would happen to the world if children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen. Tell me what would happen.
We open the band witness and we testify. There's no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. And we are this creation planted on the church to be tested by the creator. We say all praise are due to the creator of the heaven and the earth and created us to test us to see which one of us is worthy of the great reward he has waiting on us for doing as much as we could, what he asked us to do. So we're here tonight on this Pop Talk radio station. We'd like to open up with a call, Al-Fatiha. It means to open. First we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will repeat it in the English translation, inshallah. Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Laidmi, Arrahman, Arrahim, Maliki, Omidin, Iyaka, Nabudi, Akana, Sain, Edine, Sarata, Mustakin, Sarata, Ladina, Anto, Alehim, Glory, Magdubi, Alehim, Walito, Holy. We seek protection from Satan, the rejecting the enemy, the outcast, in with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who are going astray. Amen. We'd like to greet our audience in the best of the greeting that Allah has given us, the greeting of peace, and we'd like to greet you as Jesus and all other prophets greeted people and greeted people in peace. And that's obligated. Once we greet you in peace, that obligates both of us to keep the peace. So that greeting goes like this. As-salamu alaykum. Something means God, peace be unto you. We're here tonight at Block Talk Radio Station. Reason we're here to point out the reason that's racism in the world. We said that racism in the world because an image been raised after God said don't make no image. They did it anyway. And this has brought all the problems of color, looks, ethnic groups, and all other problems been coming from this idea of raising the creator in a particular image. And this has caused all the problems all over the world. But God mentioned in the scripture, don't make no image of him in the sky, on earth, in the water. So that covers everything. And they did it anyway. So we are here to unravel the lies, come to the conclusion, working with the solution. The solution is to move the image and see each other as human beings. And that is what Allah said he created. Human beings, and human being is the highest form of creation. That means the human beings should love. We should love each other and not be thrown off or thrown against each other, put against each other on color, but we know it comes from that image. After God said, don't make one, that's why God said, don't make now, and this, we can see the problems that have caused throughout the world. So we here to work and to get rid of that image. And this is Block Talk Radio Station, and this is a message of concern that image has got to go. I myself is Abdul Akbar, and I here, Akbar, we are out of Decatur, Georgia, and we welcome you, and I'm a co-host worker here on the Block Talk Radio Station, along with my brother, Suja Muhammad, and Sister Claire and Sister Karan from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we also have Brother Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia, and others coming in and sharing with you why we should take this image down and look at the problem that it brought. So we here tonight. We thank you for joining us. We know that when there was no image in the world, and none of this would happen, we can probably go back and show you what people didn't judge each other on color and ethnic group. That wasn't a problem. But it came a problem when the image was raised and was put in one particular image. And they called that particular image white people. And we look at the world and we see the world and we start looking at the world as black and white. And God told us that what he had created was human beings. And human beings, we found out that human beings would never love each other as long as one color over another color. Because that's what they kill in color, people that look alike, from the same background, from the same ethnic group. The police and other people, we also killing each other, along with the police, beating up the women, the children. The Caucasian police are doing this all over the planet, especially in America, beating up on African Americans, the same one they're supposed to be protecting and serving, the same one who pay tax money out of every year to help take care of the police department and all the other departments open, tax money. And the same people who collect taxes, who took a job and took an oath to protect and serve, is more dangerous than any terrorist that we can come up with, because they got a badge and a gun and legalized killing, and it don't stop until the people take those people to court and cause them to lose their job and cause some of them to go to prison. That's the only way to stop. But they should check the person out before they give him a badge and a gun and ask him how do he feel about other ethnic groups of people. If he tell the truth, we would have so many crooked and ungodly and roguish and stealing and hurting and mugging police. They stick together and they're wrong. They can be wrong as hell and they stick together. But we here to break that up and let them know that they are human beings. They're not white human beings. We're not black human beings. We're human beings. We were called that. So-called white man, so-called black man, because we, our color is pairing. We're dark, we're brown, light brown. And if I found out that light-skinned people get mad when you tell the Caucasian man that he ain't white because they've been getting away with things because of their light skin and close to the skin color of the Caucasian man. So they feel strange too when you tell them that they ain't white, because they've been used to hearing that, receiving the benefit from that when they walk into the store, when they go look for a job, they reap the benefits of that color that they have. So we are supposed to lie so we all can live as human beings on this earth. And we pray that you come and join us and help us, help move this image and see people as human beings. And then even when they don't act like a human being, we see them as animals. And you know, you walk down the street and you hear an animal barking or you see an animal from the distance, you know, to try to get away from that animal, because he's going to try to do you some harm. So we, plus they made us human beings, but these people become animals in that life. So we're here tonight. So we're going to get ready to bring one of our brothers up tonight. So we start off on the right foot tonight before we start off playing time. Bring our brother Suja Muhammad up and ask him to share what he has to say. You know, inshallah. Inshallah. I got a little cough. Coming from the change of the weather. But I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up and ask him to step to the podium and see what he shared with us tonight on the things that was on his mind. Brother Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Unmute. And Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. And anybody else who got anything they would like to say, let's match one and come into the queue. And we will definitely cut your mic on. So we would love to hear from you. Brother Sujah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got tonight. I'm glad
you
cut your mic. Yeah, I hear you now. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So okay.
Alhamdulillah. You got it, my good brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God, and that God is absolute. Absolute means that he has no need. He don't need water. He don't need air. He don't need food. He can destroy this whole creation and bring in a new one and still live, still exist. So that's the God we bear witness to. How could you believe in a God that eats and you can kill him? I don't understand that. You believe in a God that you can kill it. You can say that I killed him. What kind of God is that? You know, that's a weak God. So we bear witness that there's only one creator and there's only one creation. Everything in creation, the creator created that. Everything in creation. There's nothing here that was made by no other God. And then when Allah created everything in creation, he established the truth, what's right and what's wrong, you know. And the truth can easily be understood and can be proven. So Satan, they say in the Quran that everything that God did, Satan tried to imitate it. You know, God created a world, Satan trying to create a world. God established the truth, Satan established the lie. You see? So Satan is incompetent. He don't have no power. The Quran says the only power that Satan have is you come when he call it. When he call you. Satan himself said, I don't have no power over. You know? But truth is powerful. A person can stand up to a thousand men and tell the truth. And those men can be threatening them with their life. Truth is so powerful that one person can tell the truth. Something that he's seen, something that they know is real. You know, they feel that a person that speaks the truth, you know, feel that it's right for them to tell exactly what they saw or what was done. Or who said this and who said that. You know, a person feel like they doing something right. You know, but you have the people that pick up the lie. They don't feel anything when they lie. They don't feel anything. You know, they don't feel guilty. They don't feel like they're going to get punished. They don't feel shameful. You know, anybody that reads just a little bit and studies just a little bit will tell you that no man can be God. Anybody that reads book and be able to just name some things in creation, call out the name of the things that's in creation, as many as they can. And if they hear a person make a statement that the human being, there is a human being that was birthed from God. That God brought about his son. And see, that's the only thing in creation that's called a son. It's a human being and God. A horse, a cow, a chicken, a bird. When they have something, you know, they name it what they are. But the human being name their children, call their children daughters and sons. So it's really amazing. It's really amazing how they get away with that, and it's a whole lot of people know that that's not the truth. It's a whole lot of people. You can't fool them. A whole lot of people know that God don't have a son, and that Jesus is not the Son of God. It's a whole lot of people know that. There's no way that they would accept it, you know. But the idea that they can say that, they can lie like that, it's like a man that cheats at cards or cheats at dice, and a person say that, don't do that to me. I know what you're doing, and he does it anyway. He does it anyway. He thinks he's just that slick. I mean, it's amazing. You have people that will compete against the Muslim, against the Jew, or anybody else in their religion, and say and tell you that Jesus died for your sin. They will compete with you on that. But you don't deny. And they will argue with you. And try to prove to you. I sat up and I watched it. Try to prove. You know, try to use some logic to prove that Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, that's pitiful. Well, what's so pitiful about it is that the people's accepted. That's what I'm saying is pitiful. The people should be standing up and say, oh, no, 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 we're not going to even listen to no argument like that. We know better than that. You ain't gonna disrespect us like that and coming before us with a lie, with an obvious lie. But a Christian can tell an obvious lie, and I would guarantee you, if they will, after they told that lie, and they ask the people. You know, let's get a rating of it. Who believed that lie? Who didn't believe that lie? It'll be surprising. You know what that believe in? You know what that says, though? It says that you don't believe in God. That's exactly what it says. That you don't believe in no God. You don't believe that God would punish you. You know, you don't believe, you don't have no faith. You don't have no real faith that God can do what he say that he can do. You don't have no real faith. To believe a lie like that, I can't see how you can be sincere. You can be real. And just study the history. Study the history. Read the history. And it'll show you the person that they have the image of God in, of what they did to the society, how they disrespected the Indians, how they commit genocide on the Indians, how they dropped the bomb on the Chinese, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. How they took African-American through slavery, and today don't want to give them reparations. Right today. You know, when you have a people who will sit up and listen to a lie and use that as a means of justice, law, and the people will sit up and go for it with a lie. Go for a lie. This is a sad society. I don't care how you think it's successful. You know, this is a sad society. But all praises be to Allah. All praises be to God. We are waking up. The peoples is waking up. They're coming forward with the truth. So get ready for it now. They're coming forward with the truth. And the light. And the light gonna be cut on. And with that light, we're gonna be able to create a different world. A new world. So, brothers and sisters, we pray that some of our children is right in that number of bringing forth that new world, standing up with in that new world. You know, and we pray that this world will have freedom, justice, and equality. I came to you in peace. of Libyan peace, of Aisin Amalinkum. You got it, Brother Agba.
Alik Aisalam. Well, yeah, I wish you could talk a little longer, but that's okay. We'll let anybody know. Anybody got anything to like to add off the track or make comments or say how they feel about it or the thing. Just match one and come into the queue. We are here tonight to discuss the image as well as all the problems from that point to the image of the moon. And like Sujal said, and it says in scripture, when a man rob God, and when you hear people say that they don't want no they don't want to get no money for the pain and suffering that our ancestors were put through, then them people have been robbed of the pure knowledge of the human being that's supposed to be there. Everybody get restoration, step up. You didn't hesitate to get it. You're getting it. And big portion of money. They get more money for Israel than we get in all the food stamps and other things we get. Israel get more money in 1 year than what we get across this country in 5 to 10 years. That ain't right. But they give you a few. Nobody gonna love us until we love each other. And love is not gonna come about and prove itself to be true love until we come into unity. Until we unite and say no more. We have a voice, and our boy said, if you don't do that, we're going to vote you out. We're going to not pay no taxes. We're not going to do this. And until we get the backbone in us to stand up for what is right, rightly belong to us, then ain't nobody going to give us nothing. We in the educational situation, what we don't know is not our. Make sure you didn't get in position to learn how to be a carpenter, the best steel worker. They made it impossible almost for you to get the job. A carpenter, electrician. Over people, lead people wrong. I'm talking about the people that you call white people. I'm talking about the people that you call black people. So they get in position, and they've been told to hold you out of the position, and God knows they do it. They do it. They will do it. They will hold you out of the position. We got a man here running for office named Herschel Walker. He's a Republican. He's an African-American Republican. He could see you hanging and could stop it and wouldn't stop it because he hates you because of that image. That image. You got people like that? Got that image there? Like Clarence Thomas? You got the people that will go with people say, let's go get a rope and hang this person. And Clarence Thomas and Herschel Walker would go get a rope and hang you. And they look like you. It's just like the North and the South. When the war of the North and South, the North was fighting the South to free, supposed to be the free slave. To let all the slaves go and let them have their rights in this country. The North, the Federal, fought against that. Do you know they have plenty of black Federal soldiers fighting against their own freedom? Huh? Fighting against their own freedom. And this still is enacted today in America. There's people that look like you, they're football players, basketball players, police, judges, and everything else. And they're in position to make things better. And they, when it comes to you, just to get a smile from somebody that got a light skin face, they will do you in. They will send you away forever. So this is what we face. That's why the image is so important to be. It's not just because it's everybody under that color that has been manipulated under that color. All people. That's what Caucasians think they're better because you don't. And they're scared a little light. Even when they go to the beach and leave the beach and their skin has been darkened from the hot sun, they still think, not all of them, but the most ignorant of them, like Donald Trump, like him and his boys. They don't think they need anything that you got. But they know that some of us, because we hate ourselves, they know some of us going to vote for them because they want to please the master because the master gave them nothing. They know that. They know some African-Americans going to vote for them. Brother, sometimes we are our own problem. But the problem will get better as soon as the image is moved out of the world and we are able to work together and spend and live in a community that we control. We control who come in and out of there. We can control the person who take the job for police department and come work in our neighborhood. He ain't going to come working in our neighborhood and we together, and he going to come in there and kill up a bunch of us. That's not going to happen. He's not going to pick it up for every little thing that he feels he need to pick it up. That's not going to happen. And the judge is going to be a judge that over the area we is, he's going to be a decent and a fair moral man and a decent judge before he get on the bench and say he's going to judge one of us. Yeah. All this ugly, this judging and all these juries, these no juries, talking about you can get a juror of your peers, and you get that, you get all the wicked Caucasians on the jury. And ever since O.J. had been turned loose, many of them said they ain't going to never free not one of us, even though we are not guilty. They're not going to take that chance. They're going to always vote guilty when you step up to the plate. So ain't no justice here for us. We had to make some justice. And ain't no justice coming until morals be put back into the situation. And then most of these people don't have no morals. A couple of dollars, a hamburger, and a Coke and some fries, you'll be amazed how some of these people turn on you. Why? Because they do not love, and God told us, love he one another. They don't love one another. So Allah said he will never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. And the only way that's going to happen, that image got to go. When that image get in you, anybody you see is dog. You might see them ugly. Why? Because the psychological effect of that image is in you, and it goes down in your subconscious and make you wish that you was one of them, because the art standard of beauty is in them. Miss America, Miss this and Miss that. All most of the movie stars, and then you top that with Christ Jesus looking like them, you ain't got nothing but a racial images in you. And you can't detect it. You can't put yourself on a microphone, a microscope, and say that you are racist, that you hate your own people. It comes out when you least expect it, because you want to plead these people. But you want to plead them for what they call brownie cookies. You want to plead them to make them accept you. You know what I'm saying? We tell them, you can trust me. You can hug me. I'm just like you. I ain't no different than you. They know that. But in your mind, they are somewhat better. That God made us like he made Ford and Chevrolet. In their mind, we were made like automobile, one automobile better than the other. And this ain't going away until that image is gone. And it might take a little while to get that out of most of us, but we can hope and pray we get it out of our children. It don't end our children, because we will stop it at every crook or every corner. We'll stop it on the TV, through the movies. We will stop this. We will put an end to that image, and we will see all of each other. We'll see each other as brothers and sisters are the children of Adam. We'll see each other as the children of Adam. And until we come to that point of seeing each other as the children of Adam, we're going to be at each other's throat, because one is told there's so many places at the table for the people to thrive and do good. And there ain't enough places for all you African-American, Chinese, Japanese, and other people not worrying with that. They spending money with each other. They going in the business. They have their own credit union. They have their own way of maneuvering money around to help each other. We the only one been taught not to hate, help each other. We the only one been taught to despise and reject each other. And then we were given a name to throw on each other when we got ready to hurt each other. And you know what that word is. That word is one of the ugliest words in the English language, and that word is nigger. Kill that nigger, run over that nigger, die nigger, and now they got our children singing those songs and with the word nigger in it, women and men. Run over that nigger, rob that nigger, I'm gonna clip that nigger. That nigger got money, I'm gonna get that. These the kind of language that we're fronted with. So Allah said he would never change our condition until we change this cold heart. Huh? So most Caucasians want to change, but they're not going to change and lose their benefits. They're not going to change if they threaten to use their livelihood, because they told that you coming at their job, that blacks coming to take their job. So how you think they're going to react? How you think they're going to respond? When they see one of us hanging from a tree, what you think they see? I'm glad it wasn't me. So all praise is due to Allah. We got opportunity to make a change if we fail to do so. Just like the other people in the world, if we fail to do so, if we fail to come together and do what we need to do, whatever happened to us, physically from God or spiritually from the religion, however what happened to us, because they already done voted in 6 states to bring back slavery. So don't tell me that these people love us. It ain't them. It's us. We don't love ourselves enough, and we ain't conscious enough to come together and this madness. They done voted in 6 states to bring back slavery. And we act like it's business as usual. We act like everything A-OK. And you can look at the internet where they're beating us. women and men, throwing the women, young girls down, punching them in the face. But the longer they ain't punching your daughter or your son or your grandmama or your auntie, you ain't really stern. So they ain't got to your people that you live with yet. But soon they get with, start punching your daughter, your grandson, or your granddaughter, then you want to get angry, but you ain't got enough voices to do nothing. So all praise are due to Allah. Turn on Sister Quran Mike. So let's bring Mother in and see what Mother got to say. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Quran.
Alaykum as-salam.
Sister, you got
one thing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I said one thing I have to do. I have to talk to Dahir, because I said I don't remember being your mama. I said I don't remember being that. I said I gotta talk to her and find out. But anyway, what I want to
That's
say, I want to say something
do.
Good.
Africa said that we're all a mother. And even Imam said, you all females have the potential of being a mother, even though they ain't got no babies. They still like a little tree, too, not strong enough to hold a fruit on it, but they still call an apple tree, or peach tree, or pear tree. So a mother is a great name, is a respectful name for the women. Who, not that you a mother of my mother, but you a mother to some, you know, you got children, so you still a mother. So all praise is due to Allah. I call out that second one from now. You got it, sister.
Alhamdulillah. But what I want to say is that I want to say something good about the African Americans. One, because I have lived where I see all those things you say. Wait, hold on 1 second. All those things that you had said about the African Americans and the other races. I say I remember the time that we did have our own. Here in the South, we were segregated. We had our own business, and everybody was supporting each other. Ain't nobody, there was no such thing as being homeless or being hungry. Everybody fed everybody, you know, because I was telling my brother, I said, I used to feed all my friends. And he said, well, I fed mine too. And so nobody was never hungry. It's just, but we got to remember, then we'd be giving credit to like the Chinese and the Mexicans and all them people right there. But they the one that put the crack in the neighborhood. They did it dirty. That's how they got control. They cracked all the grandmamas out, the aunties, the uncles. So who's giving the children the wisdom? And some of our own children got caught into that. So I don't give them no credit about what they doing, because we did it too. You got to remember, we did it too, but they put the crack in the neighborhood, and they did it, and that was, how you call that, fighting below the belt. They didn't supposed to do that. So that's why I don't give them credit on anything they did, because they didn't get it honestly. And so that means since they didn't get it honestly, and all the so-called As-salamu alaykum brothers too, that means that we could get it back. And that's one thing that I wanted to say about the African American people, and I could say right now where I live at, I was just thinking about somebody. So here it is that I'm living in a neighborhood probably supposed to be okay. I said, but people steals out here. They comes in your house and steal. But then here it is, I'm living in a neighborhood where they say, it's ghetto and this and that. I could leave my stuff out there. I said, dang, I left my stuff. And I go back out, it's still out there. And then I know one, I left a blade out there, and then I went back for it wasn't there where I left it. But the next day, it was back. I said, I know what happened. See, they know that was one of my tools. And if they were trying to sell it, they made them brought it back. So they brought it back and put it in the same place. I said, alhamdulillah. So it's not the, we have to be careful because sometimes we be, our people is poor and this and this and that, but they got morals. They always respected you. Very seldom they're going to, because I remember when I was out there in the land, and then here there's some brothers, they was arguing among each other. So I just said, they probably said this old lady, you know. So they probably called me an old lady. So I said to myself, I am compared to them. So they was out there arguing like they was getting ready to fight and all this kind of stuff. So I just act like I didn't hear them. But then when they saw me moving towards, they saw me working and moving towards where I was doing on the other side of the street, they stopped. They gave me that respect. So there's one thing our children do. They still have respect for their elders, and they do want to work, but we ain't got no jobs for them. And they want to work for their own people. They don't want to work for the Caucasian people, other people, because they talk about them so bad. But they'll work for you. If you be out there working and actually say you want to do some work, it'd be like nine out of ten, only one of them out of ten, only one of them might say, oh, no, not right now. But the rest of the nine, they want to work. So that's why I say we just, you know, I wanted to say something good, and especially when you mentioned the Chinese, how they this and how they that, you know, it's just that you got to remember, they putting crack in the neighborhood, and they still dealing that dope there. I was just looking in the paper, and they were saying they just busted some Mexicans, and found out that's what all one of the drugs come. The drugs coming from over there, that one that starts with the F. So I'm telling you, so, and that opium, all that coming from over there. And why you think California is so flooded up with my cousin said, so bad out there, homeless people and all that? Because when they put 59,000 of them, the Pakistani, they put 59,000 of them in California, and you already know what that was about. Found out it was about the drugs. And Bayer said it. He said our drug lords would take care of that. He said our. So I'm just telling you. So just let's say something good about us, because we already know. We need to stop. I'm just saying nothing personal. I'm saying we need to stop whooping each other and start saying let's do this. And the thing about it, what it is that they, like you said, you was going to come out here. I said, alhamdulillah, I'm preparing myself. I said, because that's what we need. They ain't got no knowledge out here. I even asked one of my brothers, I said, what's the problem out here? He said, they ain't got no knowledge. They need to be educated. Half of them didn't go no further than sixth grade in school, and they didn't care. How you know? Because I bear witness, because I know some people that did it. I know some children that did it. I said, and he was smart as a whip. And he is, and he only went for the third grade. And nobody didn't do nothing about it. Didn't say nothing about it. And then he was getting in trouble. He did this and did that, but the police waited until he got 16 years old. They let him keep doing it. And when he got 16 years old, that's when they locked him up. Because they know they could keep him at 16. But if he do it at 7, 8, 9, and 10, and below 16, he can get out in the next month, or his parents could take him out. So they just let him do all the wrong he did. I bear witness to that. I mean, he did wrong. He had 9 years old. I'm going to tell you what he did and how bad he was. At 9 years old, he could drive a truck. And here this guy, he gave this guy some drugs, and the guy said, well, if I don't have no money, but he said, but I'll let you drive my truck around all day. And he's 9 years old, driving the truck all around the neighborhood because the mama called me. Guess what? And that's what she was telling me. That's what was happening. So I'm just saying that what we need to do is just start putting out some things that what we should do, you know, and stop giving them people credit because they use crack. They fought below the belt. They didn't do it honestly. They didn't come in honestly with their stuff and selling it or doing this or opening it up. They came in and cracked out every child, parents that had a store, parents had a store and had a child, they made sure that that child got on crack. So that's how they fought. So I don't give them no credit. I don't give them no credit because of that. They did not do it honestly. And they still selling, putting drugs in the neighborhood, so to keep them dead. They got one thing. They got some drugs out there now that is so bad until that it messes with your memory. You can't think. Because I was talking to somebody. I said, what's going on? And they said, they don't know. But that's because that's what they got out there, alhamdulillah. So, somebody I know that was doing it, that they told me, they said, the stuff they got out there now is messing with the memory. So that way that you won't be able to function. I mean, if you ain't got no mind, you can't function. Alhamdulillah. That's all I have to say right there. I've given them people the credit. And then they wish, then they bow down to, they don't bow down to Allah. They bow down to statues. They wish a Buddha. Can't be giving them credit. And the Mexicans right now, they bow down to Mary. They talk about Mary, Marian, that she's God. Now, you already know what the Caucasian do. Anything goes as long as you don't get caught. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look, as-salam. I didn't give nobody no credit. I even mentioned about our people fought against the North and South. Fought for freedom and fought against freedom. And nobody makes those people take drugs. And, the religious people, the churches and the places that they go, he's supposed to offer them an encouragement to stay away from them. Stay away from those drugs. And because most of us have seen somebody in front of them die from those drugs. They said the wise person change and the fool stay the same. Some people that make themselves, allow themselves to be destroyed. Because what? They're not because of knowledge. They allow themselves to be destroyed just because they want to be seen in the eyes of men and women. They don't want to be caught doing right. So way too much you can do for bringing those kind of people to truth. Allah said everything he created Muslims. And you either submit their will to do the will of God, or you submit your will to do the will of Satan, the rejected one. And that's what they should be told. So, in our neighborhood, just about every other store belongs to the Chinese people. The Japanese, I don't buy nothing from them because they don't buy nothing from you. But they don't hide, and because we've been talking in the community, they don't sell high-end African-American people as cashiers. But we asked the African-Americans, when you was picking and protesting the Caucasian, because they wouldn't have you in there working, and you were going in there spending your money, you were picking. You was like, I ain't going to buy nothing there from them. But now I had these Mexicans and everybody else, they'll come in and open up stores, and you continue to buy from them and spend your money, and nobody in the business but them, their people. And you pay for the problem on yourself. You punish the problem. You will support everybody but yourself. Now, you support yourself in the drug dealers. We let them know that. That's the only thing they support each other in the wrong. For what's right? No. So I'm not coming down on the people. Truth will set you free and a lie will keep you enslaved. And that's what some of them wants. They want to stay into slavery. I was out there in the street yesterday, and this guy rolled up on me, Him and his daughter, he said it was his daughter, flashing his money and told me to be quiet. And I told him I wasn't going to be quiet. He don't run me, tell me what to do. I'm not the one been drinking and come up to you and try to shut you up. I said, I can tell you've been drinking. I can smell it. I said, you had any sense at all, you would best be quiet. I'll be gone in a few minutes. And I didn't come out here to disturb you. You come right to me and disturb me. I said, this truth must be burning you up. Be a man. That's your daughter. Take care of your daughter. I actually told her, take your father and take him home or take him in a safe place because he ain't safe up here with me. So take him with a safe place. And he finally went on. But, you know, you can't, we only thing we can, our job is to make the message clear. People got the right to destroy themselves or they got the right to live right. Ain't nobody going to stop nobody from trying to live right. But and when they make their mind up they going to do wrong, that's their mind they done made up to do that. Only thing you can do is encourage them to do right. Out of respect, they respect you. They don't take your tools. They don't cuss around you. They're good people. They just need a little more encouragement. And I'm saying, until we work together and spend money with each other and trade with each other, then these things that we see in our neighborhood gonna continue to repeat themselves. They're gonna continue to be done over and over again. Why? Because the road they travel is a reversible road. They keep going over the same old wrong and doing it wrong again, trying to make wrong seem right. Until they get in their mind able one way, and that's the right way, these are the kind of problems they're going to incur. And a lot of times, they be the hardest hearing person. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. And they don't get where they want to hear nothing you said until they hit rock bottom. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here to root out the problem. And the problem comes from racism. Now, they don't want to work for no Caucasian man because they got to kiss that Caucasian, do what that Caucasian said. They don't want to work for him. I understand that. But at the same time, they got to work for somebody until they put themselves in a better position where they don't have to work for that Caucasian. Then they should work and get the money and build it up and take the money and use it to own their own business or work for themselves. And there's always a way out of it. Allah said this earth is spacious. They don't have to, nobody has to take nothing in this physical world. They can move to another county. They can move to another town. They don't have to take that. But the main thing we running from we don't want to work with each other. We don't trust each other. That comes from that image. That comes from the way they raised us. And don't tell me they raised us. They raised us through the TV. They raised us with the music. They allow whatever music came to our ear, they allowed it to be played. And they made movies showing them as Superman, Batman, Tarzan, and all that. And all that had a reflected on our conscious and subconscious. So they know what they were doing. Anytime they can tell you that the Indian, you're Indian giver, and we repeat that you're Indian giver, and when you bypass what they done promised and gave you and took it back, but you were called the Indian giver, and you don't even know, we don't even know no Indian. But the Caucasian man that gave and took back, robbed us in the courthouses, courtrooms, they robbed us, locked us some up times for nothing, and put us in jail for nothing. Huh? So I know what they're capable of doing. So I thank Allah for this day and time that we can bring this to a head, bring this out in the open, and deal with this evil that this world is moving on. I don't care who you are. If you can go into business, you ain't got no morals. You ain't got no love for your human family. Then you're gonna be a problem. You're gonna be a real problem. So I'm gonna bring up Brother Muhammad. He done showed up in the queue, and he done matched one. Brother Muhammad from Muhammad, Georgia. If anybody else wants to come in, all we gotta do is match one, and I'll be bringing those other two speakers back if there's nobody else wants to come up and say anything. Brother Muhammad from Baton Rouge, from Columbia. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar and Sister Akbar and Sister Khan and Brother Sujab and Brother Mubarak. We listening. May Allah's peace and blessings on all who is in the queue and out of the queue. I'd like to start off by saying, Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ashadu ala ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we always want to give thanks to Allah for blessing us for being free, to be able to come in here and be a part of this message of concern as a listener, as a talker, a participant, a ponderer. But we thank Allah that we all are here by his permission, inshallah. So let us not miss the message. And we know that Shaitan is here too. He's trying to make sure we don't comprehend this message of concern, or hoping he can make some of us not hear everything, etc. And we ask Allah to keep us straight, keep us focused on what he said, and he says alone, inshallah, and whatever he says to us, we pray it's coming by his permission, and we pray that it will be corrected, inshallah, will please him, and he will be pleased with all of us. Just want to speak briefly on, if I can, inshallah, and I pray a lot that Brother Akbar, if I can, if I need the whole 15 minutes before I break, I'll appreciate if I can get it, but I'm going to try to finish as soon as possible. But the first thing I want to make the statement is that, again, like I said, those of you in the queue and out of the queue, we have to come to the conclusion, like Brother Akbar was saying, and I thank Allah that his spirit is always good, but he's, like he said, bring this stuff to a closure. This is going on too far. We're going on 1,443 years and some change when we were supposed to have already made the change since Allah blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the recipient of the final revelation. That meant that every human being on this earth, whether they like it or not, the creator of all of us, telling us either in private, in rejection, rebellion, or whatever, you still going to hear this truth that sets us free, if you want to be free. Because Allah is going to make it clear to each and every human being that since he started that revelation to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and had a good almost 600 years preparing us for it, when Prophet Isa said that he got to get out of the way so that he who would lead you in all truth will come. So we have to understand that. We have to ask ourselves, if we are living the truth, regardless of what level it's on, using that type of language, because only Allah knows, but are we free? What are we doing that we're not, we're living the truth, we're talking the truth, whatever it might be on, using this just as a gauge. It could be 10%, or it could be 100%, or 90%. But you're supposed to get results when you accept the truth. It is supposed to set you free. You're not to go backwards, because then you're a hypocrite or a disbeliever. You fall back into disbelief. So we have to make sure we understand that this is not no joke. This is supposed to set every human being on this earth free, ever since Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told Iqra and share what you read with every other human being from this moment forward of the final revelation, because there ain't going to be no more grace period other than what Allah has already prescribed, that he is the only one is aware of. So let's establish that. Is those of you in the queue right now and those of you who are out of the queue, who are whatever way of life you might have, is the truth that you say out of your mouth, and we got people on this earth dying for it. They're dying in Russia, Ukraine, in the streets of the United States of America every day with the truth that they believe that they are living, and then find out too late that is not the truth. It's only a lie. And especially the current deal with the last word is religion. Racism, lies, and bigotry that Shaitan and his imps have put in the way people live, their religion, what they get up every day and do according to the truth that they understand and accept in their life. Because nobody wants hell. Every human being is trying to get some peace. But they're only going to get it to how much they recognize Allah, the creator of all reality, whether anybody believe it or not. The Quran, the final words of guidance in every language on this earth, even the language that is not even spoken, the truth is reached the human being because Allah makes sure he gives it to everybody at the same time, because there ain't no big problem for him to talk to not only us, the human being, but he's talking to every other creation he has created. He is the nurturer. He is the one that makes the destination for whatever it might be, a rock, the rain, animals. So no one is being neglected. No one or nothing is being neglected. So that we have to understand, in our situation here in the United States of America, the descendants of the African slaves, especially those who have the blessing from Allah in the life, his whole life, of Imam Warf D. Muhammad, setting us free, or are we being hypocritical to ourselves and others, knowingly or unknowingly, according to what we consider to be the truth that you want to live? Now, this message concern is geared toward this lie of saying God had a son, because it is the number one influence in the world of making people pick and choose what level of truth they want to live or propagate and lie to others about. Every day, 24/7, in their sleep, they come up with schemes and lie, how to plan movies and everything, how to fool somebody in this, accepting their truth, knowing it's going to entrap them like it's already got them entrapped. This lie. And the Muslims, all 1.9 billion of them, you're going to have to come to truth. There ain't no creatures named Jesus Christ. There ain't no creature called Jesus Christ. By law permission, he let the schemers, the human beings who are the imps of the Shaitan, create this false lie that he had a son and his name was Jesus Christ, the son of Miriam, like the scholars of religion don't know what Esau's real name and what Marian, her real name in her real language, is being translated to where everybody can call her Miriam. May Allah be with you. Like what everybody call Allah, Allah. It don't make them, where are you going on earth? Just like my name that I have now, I'm not going to let anybody call me anything except what the name that Allah has given me anywhere on this earth. Even if I had to teach them how to say it in their language. But they won't call me Mo or all these different languages names that they call for the word to mean Muhammad. They're not going to do that. And I'm going to call them by the name that they prefer, be it a lie, which we know it is, because we know most of the names of the people on this earth, and they change every day, is the priest Satan and his imps. Those are the Christian way of life. the Christian religion, not the Bible, but the Christian religion, that Allah permit that if we were stupid enough to go for it, he has let Satan and his imps propagated and perpetrated and enslaved themselves and everybody else who's going for it. This is 2022. This stuff has got to come to a clear reality, like it already is in their heart, but they think they can deceive people into thinking that is the truth and that everybody should be that way. That lie that God had a son is the number one influence in the world that affects all people's way of life. And out of Islam is freeing them. Everyone who wants to hear the whole truth and none but the truth that Prophet Isa said, not Jesus Christ. He ain't no different than Woody Woodpecker, different than Buzz Bunny. He's not a real creature that Allah brought into this world. It's a creature that is brought into this world by Satan, by Allah's permission, to see if we'll bow down to it. So that he can say, see, I told you, Allah. They don't have nothing to do with this freedom, this high, wonderful station that you have given them. I'm better than them. So again, we need to ask ourselves and look at people for what it is, including our own self. Look and see how much truth you really are living, not talking, but living every day by Allah's permission. You ask Allah, you ask the creator of yourself and everything on this earth and when it's not on this earth and not it, wherever it's at. You asking him to give you permission to live the truth because you want your freedom to be what you was created to be and not what somebody else has created you by listening to the Satan and he's their commander-in-chief. Our children are dying from this. The children of the world are dying. Don't want the whole truth, and they're lying about it when they say they do, because their deeds and actions prove otherwise. Just look at people for a minute who's under this lie that God had a son, and they're hypocrites because some of them now being so wise, they're saying and denying it. But they won't give up the way of life of called Christianity. That's the hook, the life that they're living. It ain't what they believe in. They know that God ain't had no son, but they like the hook that Satan done gave them that puts people under their authority because they are not they themselves over all this time that Allah has permitted Satan to do his thing have become weak. To where they don't even want our share of the dunya. The religious people, the righteous people on earth don't even want the share of this reality that Allah has set aside for them if only they believe and testify that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is the last and seal of the prophet. They choose one. The quicker we accept that, the quicker we can help them if they want help. Not all of them, just the ones who Allah has intended for them to get help when the truth comes to them, like when the truth came to us, we grabbed it and developed it and purified it to where we qualified to have one of his mujahideens come back and teach us the straight way, knowing that we had all them hypocritical, knowingly or unknowingly, Muslims already here in America who were in conspiracy within their private culture or their private false images that they've been living by, decided to ignore us, hide the truth from us, slander us. But we got a job to do. Can't nobody stop this job but us. And that is to tell the truth, the whole truth is nothing but the truth with your deeds and actions. Staying on the heart of the human being. Is the human being trying to hide the image that's in his heart that motivates him to be a liar, to go along with lies, to help you go up and invent lies. Have you seen some of the movies, some of the ideas that Muslims have put out here in this dunya to help enslave us and everybody else just for a few dollars? Muslims. Look at some of the names on those critics. These are Muslim producers, Muslim promoters, behind the scenes. We better wake up and do what we're supposed to do because it's so easy. Because we already know it's a lie. Everything that we accept, we know it's a lie. And we give it authority over the truth that's in us for a miserable price. And it doesn't have to be money. A miserable price. Because on the day of judgment, we are going to pay for it. I'm talking about the human being on this planet is going to pay for it. And we are putting the burden of Satan on our back. We're putting his hatred on our back, his superiority complex on our back, his envy, his jealousy, his perversion, his lies. We done put it all on our back, knowing that we can't bear the burden of another person or another creature. Not by Allah's permission anyway. Allah said, if you do it, you'll do it with your own free will that I have given you. And I did not give it to you to be like the shaitan with his free will. What image is everybody on this daggone planet following? We got to know that that's what it is. Because there ain't no images of Allah. There ain't no images of Allah. So we need to ask ourselves, what image are we following? Calling ourselves, well, we already know it's some kind of image that intervened because we done quit calling ourselves all kind of names. Muslims got nicknames now. And also, we are not following Al-Islam. We are taking on some kind of image somewhere in our heart to where we want to go along with the scheme of just being hypocritical and just saying Islam and inviting people to submit to anything except Al-Islam. They're even out there fighting against it. Muslims are killing each other because one Muslim wants to follow Al-Islam and reject their Islam to where they are killing each other about it. Shame. And this message of concern is so clear. Be yourself. Meanwhile, we can't do for self because we won't be ourselves. We got to get out of this if we're going to help those people out there who we are lying that we want to help. Because if we want to help them, we will be the people of the final revelation, the final guidance, final example of human excellence. If we really want to help people. Because they're writing down everything we're doing. So y'all know we don't like to write as much as we should write. A lot of us just are beginning to write. That's why everybody writing books now. But are we writing them to be free? Or are we writing them the way Satan wrote the contaminated Bible? Put out new magazines, comics, false images books, whatever. Is that what we're doing? Are we using the truth to kill ourselves with? Because on the day of judgment, that's what we're going to get. You're going to get the fire. No doubt about it. You're going to sell everybody and give everybody and talk to everybody something that you don't do yourself, like Allah says in the Quran. And then fail to realize that people are watching us give our wives away, our husbands away, our children away to the world. To pornography, to lying, to false images. Pushing the same program. We talk more about Jesus Christ than we do Prophet Muhammad. I'm talking about what the Muslim does. The might not know it, but he or she almost go along either inside or outside using the name Jesus Christ more than they do Prophet Muhammad when they doing dawah, when they talking to somebody. We talk more about Christian way of life than we do Al-Islam. That's why it's still the number one religion in the world that people prefer, because it benefits them in this life they live in the dunya. Because they know they can't come over to the world that Allah has set aside for the believer, because they are not pure and they don't want to be pure. I was so glad to hear Brother Akbar again, as always, like he does all the time. Put that period. He don't let you forget. He knows. He let you know it's the white man's the problem, because we still live in the white man's mind, faith, and way of life, habits and everything, to where the point, to where he's more in our family now, and he's more in the Muslim world now than he's ever been. Telling us how to don't live Islam. You know, don't live out Islam, live Islam. Be proud that you are a king. Be proud that you are an imam who got his community locked up, their progress locked up.
My wife, Father.
Allah, wife, Father. Peace and blessings, everybody. Amen. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, my good brother. And I'm enjoying them shirts I purchased from you. I really like those shirts.
Allah, right, bro. All praise due to Allah. You know, I ain't make nothing of it. That comes from Allah. He wants us to look good if we can.
Probably next time I see you, I'm doing it now.
Just a quick thought, what you said. You know, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sold the best products up and down the peninsula. He brought in the new shirts for the believers, the modesty, and everything, like, even before he became the Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, Suja mentioned, keep mentioning that we got to bring the best to the world. We sell the best. We're not going to sell nothing under and less than the best. So we bring point out all the time. So, that's what we got to do. And don't run out of it, and make sure we keep plenty of it. And then once the people start using it or buying, make sure you got plenty more to sell the rest of the people that come behind them. Alhamdulillah.
That's right.
So let me bring
that's our business. Back. That's our halal business.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Sister Quran, assalamualaikum.
We got salam.
I see your hand back up again. Alhamdulillah.
I just want to ask Brother Muhammad a question. And the question I want to ask him is that, what does it say in Arabic about I know in English, but even in the Holy Quran, they have Jesus Christ, but that's in English. But I know it's Esau. So what does it say in Arabic about Jesus in the Holy Quran?
As-salamu alaykum. Like I said the other day ago, I talk like everybody else do. I talk according to what I have studied and learned like everybody else. But I like being what Allah created us to be, a common man. And like I said, I'm not going to answer any questions, because it's too easy to find out whatever we want to know by asking the scholars, because that's what we need to get back involved. You know, if they're going to be who they are, the scholars of the Arabia, the ones who can recite hadith after hadith after hadith, tell you all the stories about Jibril and who did and all that. Those are the people that we need to invite to Shura and invite to our schools, you know, or try to find out why they ain't trying to come and donate some time to the school so that we all can be on the same sheet of music. I'm not here to teach. I'm not an imam. I'm just a common old Muslim brother like all the rest of us, who are trying to please Allah so that we can be pleasing. So this is a message of concern. This is not where I'm supposed to ask a question, you know, for, you know, people who might come in and ask questions on a faith level. That's a faith problem right there.
Brother, Well, I just want to say that one thing. The reason why I asked, because our children, I said, how could you go out and speak and no one could ask you questions? That doesn't sound logical to me. And then if you can't, because I might want to know, so I can get my information, so I can get the truth too. So I'm just saying, so where you get it from? Did you listen to somebody? Where did you get that information from? That's all I ask.
Yeah,
I mean, let me finish talking, please. I said, because that's the same thing with the Christians. We could ask him, say, where you get that information from? And then you start saying, well, so and so and so. Then they ask you, where you get your information from? And then if you say, you speak of the Holy Quran is the book, then where, and it said Jesus Christ in the book, and then you say Arabic, so you're saying that what's in the Holy Quran is not right. Yeah, that's what I was saying, because in the Holy Quran, it talks like Jesus exists. I don't know Arabic. That's why I asked you where you get your information from, or what does it say in Arabic? Because our children are going to back off. They said, what are we listening to him for? He don't even know where he got his own information from, or he can't tell. That don't make no sense. Even everybody I know that goes up and teach, they know exactly where they got their information from. If they say, no, I got it from one of my brothers, I heard them teach it. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Well, let me bring two guys. He's going to take us further into that. And he's going to take us up to the point that hopefully, that when the brother, they're going to have the million man, millionaires talk tonight and right after this show. So, you know, you can tune in for that. You can tune in, listen, and add to what the show is bringing to the people's mind about being a millionaire. Brother Sujar, you got it. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujar.
All right. He tried to get on off mute, brother.
Okay. Why are you trying to take it off?
I got it. Yeah.
I been raised, or you want to wait to his other hand, brother? Hold up for just a minute, too, John.
Yeah, I hold up. I can hold up.
Okay. Yes. Brother, assalamualaikum.
Yeah, well, assalam.
You got
it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, shadala ila hayyala wa dihla shrikala wa shadi Muhammad and Abduhu Rasulu. I was listening to the conversation. I think just a point of, I think I could clarify something here in terms of the statement that Jesus Christ doesn't exist. I mean, and the way I understand it, of course, you know, Isa, even Maryam exists, you know, that is Isa, the son of Maryam, you know, Mary, Allah, just as Allah created Adam, you know, without the agency of a man nor a woman, Allah, you know, gave birth to Isa, to Jesus, without the agency of man. But the concept of what the way that the Christians say that the Christ, the son of God, that Christ doesn't exist. I think that is what I think the brother was saying, that Christ, Jesus, the Son of God, that Christ do not exist. Not Isa
right.
himself. Isa ibn now, Maryam, of course. We know he was a prophet of Allah, the son of Mary. But the Christ
right.
Jesus, the Son of God, that is the Christ that doesn't exist. Right. I think that is what the brother was saying, just as a point of, you know, clarification.
Long way.
Alhamdulillah.
Long way, Pa. Yes, sir. I'm not going to go and talk to a bunch of Christians and say Esau, because we're supposed to speak to the people in the language they can understand. They don't know Esau here.
That's right.
But so you got to speak to the people in the language they can understand, and most of us are English speaking people. So we had to speak in the language that people can understand. We can say Esau and all, and we call Moses by his Muslim name. They know who Prophet Muhammad is. They heard that, but bringing the Arabic language with that, then you lose the people. Then we talking
yes,
about.
Sir.
So we yes, have sir. To speak to the people in language they can understand. So, brother, Lord, you said all you want to say.
Because you know that's one of the things that you know today is so prevalent and really so prevalent and false, you know, and that is that God had a son, and that God's son's name was Jesus the Christ, you know. So that Christ, that Jesus do not exist. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, that Jesus do not exist. But of course, you know, the true Jesus, or Esau, you know, the son of Miriam, you know, without the agency of man, without the agency of man, as the Lord says, you know, he created Adam, right? Without the agency of man or woman, and Jesus, Esau, you know, is similar to the Adam. He created Jesus. Esau, you know, gave birth to Mary. You know, Elijah said, "Kum fi kum be," you know, without the agency of man. That's easy to say a lie, you know. And actually, we're going to be given a new birth, you know, after we die. You know, Elijah's going to say, "Be kum fi kum." Come, you know, resurrect, rise up. We're going to all rise up. That's easy for Allah. So that's no big deal, Miriam having Jesus without the agency of man. That's nothing for Allah. But the lie that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that particular Jesus doesn't exist, and it's just a proverbial falsehood that this particular religion is based on, you know. And you know, it's something that really has influenced, you know, a great majority of the world, you know, and a lot of them are, some are disciplined, and then some are not, because you find them easily, you know, going and out drinking or going to Vegas gambling, or, you know, no big deal to, you know, have relationships, you know, outside of marriage and that kind of thing is very loose. But then others are very serious, you know. But alhamdulillah, you know, God this deen, al-Islam, and Allah has made it plain. Allah has said that this deen will be prevalent over all religion, prevalent over all ways of life, even though disbelievers may dislike it. So we know that the press is going, we can see it today. Because the fastest growing religion is Al-Islam. They're in Europe. They're converting to Al-Islam. And the Muslims are having children. You know, they're opening up mosques. And the Christians, you know, a lot of them, you know, the women are getting abortions. You know, they're not serious about no religion. So Al-Islam, we can see it is gone and gone. And they thought that, you know, when the Shaitan invaded the Middle East, you know, and all that fitna and conflict there, you know, the Muslims just moved and migrated to Europe, and by that, you know, Allah is spreading the deen, and you have masjid going up in Norway and Sweden and Holland and places you never thought that Al-Islam would be, you know. So that's just the wisdom of Allah, you know, spreading the deen. And we know the Middle East is going to always be, you know, Muslims there. That's not going to change. But it's just spreading all over the world. But here, you know, And in the West, right here, you know, yeah, you know, we have lots and lots of people, you know, coming to Alabama. Of course, we want the numbers to be greater, you know, especially among the people that have been denied the truth, you know, and manipulated and exploited. You know, we want them to rise and be given the justice, you know, that is due, that is their due, you know. And that seems to be a hard problem, you know, because that falsehood is just out there, man, and Satan is just pushing it. And you could see it, you know, they just had this the other day here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles seems to be the capital of rappers getting killed, you know, because you just had another one the other day here in L.A. that got killed, you know. You have two, three, I mean, like every other month, one of these rappers here in L.A. is getting killed. So the truth has to be known so that, you know, the brothers can understand that what their goal is. The goal is not to be a rapper, but the goal is to be a human being. And if you're going to rap, then rap for truth. You know, if you're going to speak, be a speaker for truth, you know. It's like old Snoop Dogg, you know, he should change his name to Suleiman Dawood, you know, and cut that advertising beer and all that kind of stuff out, you know, and stand up for the knowledge. So we got a job. You got a job, you know, to go ahead on and make this thing known, you know, because there's a lot of opposition, ignorance to it, but it's going to prevail. You know, it's going to prevail. Nothing is going to come against the will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that force is there, but the greatest force, you know, that is the force of Allah. And you got rappers that are actually coming to the deen. You know, one called Noon, that was his name. You know, he's a Muslim, and Ice Cube, he's a Muslim. And you have some others, you know, like the comedian Dave Chappelle, he's a Muslim, you know. So Allah is spreading his deen, but you still, you know, still have that force of ignorance that has to be awakened, you know, awakened to the true knowledge. You know, but Allah says,
right,
without a doubt, this way of life will be the predominant way of life, even though disbelievers may detest it. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum. Okay, we'll bring Brother Sujar back up. The Million Man Investment Club of Los Angeles will take place in about 11 or 12 minutes. So you can hang on in there and see what's going on in about 12 minutes. Sujar, you got it. You got the last one.
I'll do believe him in a Shaitan Rajin with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and bear witness. There's only one creator, one God. And I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, the Christ Jesus, Abraham, Moses, Noah, all those great men was God's servant, the prophets of God. I think the point that Brother Rashad brought up was a good point.
Yeah.
But we had to, at the same time, we got to acknowledge the lie.
Right.
We got to acknowledge the lie, you know, and I think Akbar brought that out. But also, the Arabic has been interpreted into different languages.
Yep.
You know, we got to acknowledge that. You can't talk to the peoples in Arabic and they're English. Are they French? You see what I'm saying? Are they Mexican, Spanish, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to talk to the people in their language.
Yes, sir.
You know, and the language for Esau is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language.
Yeah.
When somebody says Jesus, we know who you're talking about. You know, when somebody says Esau, You're talking to an Arabic person and an English person that speak Arabic, that knows Arabic, a Muslim, we know who you're talking about when you say Esau. You're talking about, we know you're talking about Jesus in English. You know, but we can't say that he don't exist, because you have other imams been saying that. We went to a meeting, and this imam was making the point that he don't even exist. Wait a minute. What did Quran say that he talked to the peoples, you know, in the cradle when he was a baby, Mariam, you know. So a lot of people get mixed up with Mariam and Mary. I hear Muslims say Mariam. Ain't no such thing, no Mariam. It's Mariam. Mary is English. Mary is English. A Mariam is Arabic. You know, but it's when we making a point, we had to make sure that we don't, you know, we make clear our point, you know. And then another thing, Jesus and Christ is two different things. Imam brought that to us. So Jesus is the man, and Christ is the nature. And he was showing how the Christ nature is in all of us. He mentioned the Bible. Jesus said, I is in you, and you is in me, and it's all come from God. And the man said, that's that Christ nature. We got that nature. We got that Christ nature in us, you know. So, but
that's coming.
Brother Rashad cleared that up real, real good, you know, what the brother could mean, which is, he could mean that. He could mean that. He could mean that, and I'm hoping that's what he means. When he say he don't exist, you know, it's talking about the lie. He's talking about the lie that they're saying that Jesus is the Son of God, you know, mm-hmm. and then they show a picture of a Caucasian man,
mm-hmm.
you know. So alhamdulillah. Akbar, how are you looking? I'm gonna turn it back over to you.
You got four more minutes.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. But
then you can come and pray.
Yes, it's Islam. You know that's words in Arabic. Suleiman, and then Suleiman. What is Suleiman? Is it David? Which one is it? Y'all?
Solomon.
Yes, right. Solomon. You know, but in English we say Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
In Arabic, Suleiman, you know, mm-hmm. and that's quite the Dawood, you know. What is the English word for Dawood?
David.
There you go. Yeah, David. I had it in my mind. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so if you're talking to English people, you use the word David, but you still talk. Talking about Dawood. You're still talking about Dawood, which is Arabic. you know, and the Arabic. You know, I sit down and talk to my son about Arabic, you know, because he was there in Syria, and he learned how to speak Arabic. I said, when did that flip over in your mind where you learn how to speak it? You know, you can memorize words and different things like that, but when you start communicating with it, that's on a different level. When you start thinking in Arabic, it's a completely different thing, you know, and you can relate to people in Arabic. When you're trying to explain things, I can understand simple things like you saying, excuse me, or you asking for something, you know, but when you're trying to reason with a person, you see what I'm saying? And you're making a point and you're explaining things, then you have to know your Arabic. Even in English, you got to find some words to say to make your point, you know? So, let's don't get Arabic mixed up with with the other languages. Let's don't get that mixed up with the other language, because you got some good interpreters. People interpretate or translate the Arabic to English is real good, but there are some that translate it better. You know, it's translated better, but you still get the meaning of it. But some people go right to the point, like Imam Wahidi Muhammad, and translating. Is it Tahir?
Sujar, we have about 30 seconds. We'll close out, please, sir.
Yes, sir. I sure will. Okay. Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah. We thank Allah much. We're gonna say the prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen.
Amen. Allahu Akbar to all of you coming out tonight and today, and we appreciate it. So get ready for the Million Man Investment Club of Los Angeles. So we thank you and greet you again in the peace of Assalamu Alaikum. You can stay on the line. It's starting now. Inshallah. Assalamu Alaikum. Turn it over to Brother Amin. Mm-hmm. Brother Amin.
Is brother? I mean, there.
He came on yet?
Oh, okay.
You want to take over and open up?
Well, maybe we should open up for him.
Okay.
And just get started. Yes.
Okay.
You don't see his name on the.
I see some new people on.
You see new people, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you can open up. Okay, I'm going to open up. I'll do what he meant to take down by the Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmi Deen. Iyakan Nabudu wa Iyakan Nasta'een. Idina Sirata Mustaqeem. Surat Allah Ta'ala and after Allah Him, Zayyir Madhu Allah Him, what that door means. I mean, brothers and sisters, we'd like to give everybody the greeting of peace, of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, I'm here just like everybody else, yeah. Waiting and want to learn.
Everybody can speak.
Yeah. So praise be to Allah. I know our brother, I mean, he always has some good to bring us. And inshallah. Also, you know, I know he's going to be having guests. Like the brother that was on last week, which was interesting to me. You know, he mentioned a brother that I know, Agbar knowing, Shamsuddin's son, and Shamsuddin is one of the brothers that have over 20 some fish places, you know, and his son Omar, Brother Wali, is the Burger Supreme. I'm hoping I'm calling the right name, Burger Supreme.
That's right, Burger Supreme.
Alhamdulillah, and. I'd like the point that the brother made. The brother out of California, I don't know where you're out of California or New Jersey. He made the point, you know, in reference to us going into business, is that we can find out whether the brother have a franchise and get a franchise from him and open up the same business. I think that's hitting it right on the head right there. You know, open up a franchise. There's a chicken place open here in. It's more than one. It's quite a few of them here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and the name of it is Golden Chicken. Is any Golden Chicken opening up there in California? I'm pretty sure it has. Golden Chicken. Muslim.
Well, they had a Golden Bird here. That African American had opened up Golden Bird.
Yeah, they got Golden Chicken. Yeah, a couple of them.
Yeah,
they owned by Muslims.
Yeah, that's why I asked the brother. As a matter of fact, I asked him, you know, and I asked him, do y'all sell pork or anything like that? They said, no, we Muslim. So, alhamdulillah, that's a relief. You can go to a place, you don't have to worry about where the brother is selling, is supposed to be a Muslim, and you don't have to worry about pork, you know. Praise be to Allah, because when, you know, I just came back from Dubai, and they got a whole lot of Burger King and a whole lot of Wendy's, what else? And McDonald's there in Dubai. And I asked the person, I said, do they sell pork here in Dubai? He said, no, everything is halal. And Jose, I'm talking here. I'm doing a lot. So, even if the person might sell pork, and you get a franchise, I know it should be some kind of agreement that you should be able, you know, to make with the owners, the franchise owner. That rather than, you know, setting forth in the area, I I mean, that you're Muslim and this particular thing, you can't sell it short, you know. So I think it's a good idea. And one of the things that I like to stress, and I'm hoping that we as Muslims would be able to apply and establish it, and that is the science of money. And I know you heard people say that the Mexicans, that the Jews or the Chinese keep the money in their community, it's tons over 7 and 8 times or more, you know. So that's what we got to pick up. We got to be able to support our brother, give money back and forward to each other, where when we spend it, we can get what we want, but at the same time, we're keeping it in the community. You know, we keep that money in the community. And when we keep it in the community is going to grow. You see? And also it's giving opportunities to the business person to become a billionaire. Not a millionaire, a billionaire. You know, if we keep that, if African-American people get, let's say they get $1 trillion a year, and we spend a whole lot of that money with each other, I mean, if we don't let it go out of the community, you know. I'm talking about for basic things, you know. We find out what basic things that we need, and rather going to these other stores and buying it, soap and other stores that we use, you know, we get it from each other. You don't have to live in the community to get it from each other. We can set up a program where we can have it delivered to us. You know, you know, Amazon and all these other companies, you know, they're becoming stinking rich by just delivering stuff to you. You know, we get to get the signs of that too. You know, we get that down. But the whole idea is that we support each other, and we keep that money just like you're playing ping pong. I know you see people play ping pong. Keeping that ball on the table. Keeping that ball. Keeping that money right in the circle. You know. Praise be to Allah. If our young peoples and the one that is not familiar with it, if we can get that science going, it's all over. We're gonna have power. And the only way you're going to have power is that we support each other. Not one of us getting rich. Some of us are like to be rich and so we can look over people, look down at somebody. You know, you got a fat pocket and this brother Poe is Joe Turkey. You know, our success is when we see our brother a billionaire also. That's when we get real power. The reason these people is able to sell you insurance and all these other things, the way that they're selling it to you, is because they don't have no competitors. And I can prove that. I remember when Southern Bell and AT&T had the monopoly in the telephone company. You know, in the telephone, and Metro, and these other companies start coming in. And they broke that price down, and it was amazing. I was in Atlanta then. It was amazing. You know, they had got these little buildings and places like that, and I said, well, we're gonna be able to get the same quality that Southern Bell, you know, and AT&T had. How wrong could I be? They had even better quality. And then I had a brother come to me and was telling me that Shuja, you got to get ready. We're not gonna have that the wire. We're not gonna have the line no more. It's gonna be wireless. We're gonna have wireless phone. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I said, man, if I had invested in that, I've been wealthy right now. You know, wireless phone. So I'm not gonna hold it up. I'm not gonna keep holding it up. You know, I'm long winded, Akbar. Is brother Amin? Are you in? Brother Rashad.
Yes, sir.
You want to take it for a minute? I know you're a businessman.
Well, yeah. The concept, you know, is it's a need that I think everybody recognizes, and that is for, you know, African Americans to develop our wealth, you know, to use it more intelligently, because it says that we as a people, you know, we have a gross national product, you know, goods and services that we spend and purchase, you know, into the trillions of dollars, you know. And if that if that could be purchased from ourselves, from each other, you know, then that would solve a lot of our economic woes, you know. We kind of solve our own problems. So this is just an attempt, you know, just an attempt to bring some minds together, you know, and put some thoughts together on some intelligent minds, because a lot of us are, you know, we're believers, you know, we're connected to the most intelligent intelligence there is, you know, because Allah says, what if all the trees on earth were pins, right, and the oceans with seven oceans backing them up, the wisdom of Allah would not be exhausted. So we're in contact and we worship one that is mighty in power and very wise. So we just have to tap into that, submit our wills, and, you know, put our thinking caps on and try and come up with some, you know, ideas. So this is just an effort.
This is a good idea, brother. Praise be Allah.
Yes, sir. To come and, you know, try and solve some of our own, you know, economic problems, and to be a little bit more successful in things we do. You know, we all have to eat. We all have to, you know, sleep. We need a place to stay. You know, food, clothes, and shelter. Those are the basics. So we all need that. And, you know, we want to see our children and our grandchildren, you know, to be prosperous and successful as well. So this is just an attempt. And I think Brother Muhammad, you know, brother, he has a very, 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 very creative and courageous, you know, ideas, you know, so you want to move forward. So it's just an effort, you know, just an effort, you know. And I had thought about it, you know. Now, if African Americans, here we are, I don't know what percentage of the population we are, but we got at least 30 million, easily 30 million African Americans. And I had said, you know, what if each one of us can just give $1 a month? Now, you know, the idea